and it's our daily reminder of why.
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
But we still need to try. These folks make it tough. We start right down there at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. Said it was a border seizure. It actually was Customs and Border Protection officers at DFW International Airport. They were doing their usual luggage checks when they encountered a passenger carrying something they definitely weren't supposed to have. It was a whole bag filled with smelly little insects.
Ooh!
Otherwise known in the common vernacular to us as stink bugs.
Ooh.
Yeah, whole bag filled with them. And the bag was quickly taken away, handed over to the U.S. Department of Agriculture to figure out exactly what kind of stink bug they were, where they came from. And you may be wondering, why does it matter? Well, they're not just annoying. They could actually be incredibly invasive for farmers and the like, eating crops and stuff. So that is why the CBP officers swiped them. This was coming off a plane, which explains probably why the flight smelled the way that it did.
Dum, 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 dum.
Fortunately, they didn't stop them before.
You know, spring break can be a great time on the beach. New friends, cold beverages, co-eds. It's all fine and dandy, and unless one is 16. A woman in Georgia was horrified to find out that her high schooler had been busted by police in Daytona Beach, Florida. She then had to drive 226 miles to retrieve her.
Oh, boy.
County Sheriff Mike Chitwood said his officers will not be babysitting others' children. So how do you not know that your 16-year-old is over 200 miles away?
Just spring breaking, bruh. Just spring breaking.
Jumping on the moon. I gotta go.
That was a fun car ride home. Let us go to Florida. 34-year-old man in Florida. He is now very much in trouble. Of course, it was St. Patrick's Day pretty much all weekend long. And in Florida, that's a license for all sorts of stuff. Clearwater, Florida. Aaron Jablonski was at a place called the Overtime Sports Bar at 2:30 a.m. this past Saturday. But apparently just kind of lost it. Became furious because the karaoke machine wasn't working.
Oh, dear.
So Aaron Jablonski stormed out, and that is when he came back in, pulled a gun out of his waistband, and decided to shoot the karaoke machine.
Oh, no. Literally
off around
a country music song.
Yeah. He has now been arrested on two felony charges, aggravated assault and possession of a firearm by a felon, and a considered third for picking "Do You Have to Let It Linger" by the Cranberries as the song.
Dum, 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 dum.
Do you have to?
You know, our good friends.
Do you have to?
In Oakland County, Michigan.
Let it linger.
They really know how to make it awkward. Target employees were shocked when they noticed a woman trying to take off with a bunch of Ken dolls in the toy aisle.
Oh.
She shoved poor Ken and his friends into her purse. And they confronted her about Ken. Called police. She's now facing charges and should really know better at 77 years old.
I relate to this story.
Hi, Ken.
Dum, 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 dum.
This story.
Leave Ken alone.
Let's go back to another Florida man.
Florida man.
Guy in Florida was trespassed from a house he had been staying at, and he could have just left. In other words, forced out. But while police were still there, he texted the homeowner, said he forgot something. You know how they say quit while you're ahead?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Florida panhandle. Someone had to call the cops and ask this guy. His guest had been staying with them right near the Alabama border of this place. And wanted him gone. It's not clear how long 50-year-old Christopher Newton had been living at the residence, but he eventually agreed to leave under the goading of police, who backed up the homeowner's situation. And that could have been the end of it, but while the cops were still there, he texted the homeowner and said he forgot something. Hey, I left a baggie of drugs on the nightstand. Can you grab that?
Come on.
And then the police found it, and that was the it was a white powder, and they did say, yeah,
no.
Yeah, Mr. Newton, please come on back. We do want
to
give that to you, buddy.
So it's one of the biggest questions a girl can ask herself after a big split. What do I do with my former love's old hoodie and all his other junk? Well, the answer, Tinder has it. They're hosting an event called Take My Ex's Clothes.
Huh.
You can get rid of them in a creative and sustainable way. You can also throw in gifts that may have been given you no longer want. And they say it's better than a big burn pile. You can look for this in New York on Saturday.
I don't think I have any clothes elsewhere.
Hi, Ken.
I don't know. Dum, 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 dum. And then finally, out there in California, news of a $1,600 valued heist has went down. $1,600 worth of deodorants has been stolen from a California grocery store. And the suspect is at large. Amazingly, Matthew McConaughey not involved as a person of interest in this, believe it or not. But the suspect is described as armed and actually quite fresh under those arms.
Dum, 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 d